It is in their shoes. With me, I've got Andy McCann, I've got Paddy Fitzsimons, and I've got Phil Blundell, who have got some teams lined up that they're ready to do. Just run you through them in a second or two. We are in a situation, Phil, where you got in first on this one. This is the way this works. The group was Tottenham, Wolves, Newcastle and Southampton. Phil's took Tottenham. Paddy got in first for Newcastle. Andy then got frustrated. He ended up with Southampton. And I've been left with Wolverhampton Wanderers, who are mad, but will do me last. Phil, tell me what you want about what would you do with Tottenham, starting off with the idea that whether or not you're keeping the manager, I suspect you are.
I mean, you're absolutely keeping the manager, aren't you, if you're Tottenham? There's a... They're probably lucky to get him in the first place. I think I heard a thing that apparently genuinely only took the job to stick two fingers up to Manchester United because they didn't want him. That's what I got told by someone reasonably well connected as a Tottenham journalist, which is very funny.
Sounds like something you'd do.
Yeah, it very much does. But there's a bit of a Antonio Conte sort of way of being and what Tottenham need. Probably weirdly don't quite match up because it sort of feels that now they've got that top four place, what that next season should be about is consolidating that, making sure it happens again, looking at getting past Chelsea, putting a bit more distance between Arsenal and Manchester United. But at the same time, that's just not what Antonio Conte is about, really, is it? He lives for the short term and he wants to basically come in and go, right, I'm going to win something in the next 2 years, I want the league title, whatever. That's what he's done. That's what he's done at Chelsea. It's what he did at Juventus. It's what he's done at Inter Milan as well. That's just how he is. So it's a bit difficult to marry up what Tottenham want to do with what Conte does. But I think they did quite a lot of stuff in the winter when they got rid of a number of players, mainly out on loan. They got rid of Brian Gill, who I thought looked quite promising initially, but Conte just clearly didn't fancy him. Lo Celso went to Villarreal, which we got a close-up of. There was Tanguy and Dembele went to Lyon. And they really sort of focused on cleaning up and getting rid of players in one, which sort of meant that the squad wasn't massive. But it did its job, and it's reasonably okay. The squad, it doesn't need an overhaul. I don't think it just needs a few things added to it. I think the aim for the season for Tottenham should probably be get to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. If you get to the quarterfinals, anything can happen. Ultimately, can't it? It's just a bit mad. We've seen it over the recent years in European football. Get to the quarterfinals of the Champions League, see what happens, and then have a really good go at the cups. Because if you think about how old Harry Kane is, he's won nothing. You think about Son, he's been there. What, 7-8 years now? Won nothing. They've come very close to a league title on one occasion. They didn't get it. So it's just sort of putting themselves in a position. Even if it's the League Cup, Tottenham haven't won anything for what will be 15 years, won't it, next spring. I think they beat Chelsea in 2008 in the League Cup final. So that's the kind of thing they want to do. They've also got this sort of reputation of, you know, the Spursy thing and being a bit not great mentally and being able to fall apart. You know, you only have to look back at the fact that they needed a draw at Norwich, for example, the other week to come fourth, and there were some Tottenham fans who genuinely convinced themselves that they were not going to come fourth.